Christian Ritchie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Need to talk about something from the football that I went to last night, but it's absolutely nothing to do with the game of football.
Is it to do with Liverpool?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No, I can talk about that, but no. It's nothing to do with football. In fact, it's almost a kind of conversation that, if you're a football fan, depresses you about the state of the game and the stuff that surrounds it. It's very much different to what it was back in the day. But I don't want to sound like an old man, but I'm going to.
Go on.
You've come to games at Arsenal with me, and you know that one of the things I like buying, if I can, is one of those great big, like, buckets of loaded fries.
Oh, my word. Oh, yeah, we had one when we... Well, I went to quite a bad Arsenal game, didn't
you did,
I?
Yeah, you did, yes. And the saving grace was the punnet of loaded fries.
This was an Emery era, but the fry, I'd never seen anything like it before in my entire
incredible.
Life. The price of the things, though.
Yes. But when you're not doing it very often...
Well, you wouldn't. You'd be dead.
That's a very good point.
I mean, it's got like cheese in there, like bacon and stuff or whatever.
Ah, now, you see, there's the thing. One of the things I... So it was fries, but loaded with pulled pork on top and then cheese.
It's really good. I'm starving to think about it.
Exactly. I went and asked for it last night. And the bloke was like, yeah, we still do the barbecue pork one. And I was like, oh, great, cool. And he prepared it and then handed it to me. I went, where's the cheese? He went, oh, we don't do that anymore. I went, oh, okay. What about the cheese sauce that gets squirted on top? He goes, we don't have that anymore. We do have a vegan cheese sauce if you want.
Oh, my word.
I went, no. I'm all right, thanks.
It's not what you're here for.
I've not come for, like, you know, loaded fries with Primula on, mate.
Not at that price, either. No. What was the reason buying for them not doing that anymore?
I don't know. I was so stunned.
It's either they've run out or there's a direction change.
I've noticed, this is a fault that I have in myself, in that when I'm genuinely so stunned about something...
Yeah.
I'm so stunned, I don't then question or confront. I just go, oh.
Yeah. And then afterwards you fume.
Yeah.
Think of what you could have said.
And I fume and moan about it on the beginning of a podcast.
Well, if he's listening to this, the fella that served you, sort your act out.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
So let's start today's show with a question. Do people ever give you stuff because they think that you'll like it? Okay, because just to clarify, people always give me cardboard boxes because I'm always buying and selling board games and going on Facebook Marketplace and all that kind of stuff. I'm always at it and I'm always after cardboard boxes to post the games that I've sold. Anytime anyone comes to the house or, you know, even just Katie, if she's, you know, an Amazon delivery comes in a box, I'll come in and there'll be boxes on the floor. I will keep them because you thought you might want them. So I'm always getting them.
I have to hold my hands up here and say I am another person who will say, oh, it's a couple of boxes here. Do you want that for your board games?
Yes, I know. And I've become known as like the box guy. And I'll be honest with you, I've not really like bought or sold games for a little while now.
Oh, come off it.
I haven't sold any for ages. No. But I've just been taking them in.
I'm not having that. Here's what happens. Every single year that I've known you, you say at the beginning of it, I'm not going to buy any new games this year.
Yeah.
And then you're always buying new games.
Thank you very much, Kate. You listen to the show. Brilliant. Thanks. But what I have got is a shed full of cardboard boxes right now. Do you know what I mean? So have a think about this, right? If you are always... People give stuff or keep stuff for you because they think you're into it. Tell us. So I just have to mention my dear friend George, who used to be our newsreader at the radio station I worked at in Bristol. And he used to work in Tesco before he got on the radio. And George is gay, basically. And he was telling me that once his gran came in... this was after George came out. His gran came into Tesco when he was working and then out of the blue just started unloading crockery, royal plates like Princess Diana cups and stuff onto the till in front of him. And he said, Gran, what are you doing? And she turned to him and said, your sort like that kind of stuff, don't they?
Wow.
So there you go. People keep it for kind of crazy reasons. He thought it was absolutely hilarious.
In a supermarket.
I know, what a way to do it.
I've always loved Marmite.
Yeah.
Always loved Marmite. And this is going to sound weird, but like, you know those little... sachets of Marmite you will get that are in the shape of a heart that you might get in like a Premier Inn breakfast kind of thing or whatever.
I've never seen them.
Well, they're
mobile Marmite.
Mobile Marmite is not the kind of thing that you would buy in a supermarket, but like it, if you're in a hotel.
Yeah.
And because they're so rare, I've always had people go, oh, what a ritual like that. And then get given every now and then. Always, probably a couple of times a year, always happens. Someone will go, I saw this in the hotel, thought of you.
Kept
it's
it.
Just a little sachet of Marmite.
This is it. I mean, I think the thing that connects all of these things is that, you know, you feel bad for, like, raising eyebrows at it. People are thinking of you.
Yes.
But is that what it's come down to?
Exactly.
Princess Diana crockery and Marmite, do you know what I mean? And cardboard boxes for me.
Neil is in Suffolk and says, 20-odd years ago, as a 20-year-old, I bought a 60s VW camper. Ooh. I was never really interested in the brand. I just wanted a bedroom on wheels that doubled up as a mobile lad pad. But every gift I received was VW related or anything with a logo on it got offered to me. I was very grateful at the thought, but I couldn't explain what kind of dork enthusiast I would look like driving a camper van in a camper van t-shirt. And to this day, I still get given the odd camper van related gift, normally boxes with VWs on them.
And next month, of course, Christmas, it's going to happen all again. It'll happen again. Hang in there. We've got Kat on the line. Kat, what thing do you always get given?
Jam jars.
Why do you keep being given jam jars?
Because one year, randomly, I decided I was going to pick blackberries and make some jam. And so I picked, like, my own body weight in blackberries and made this jam, right? I made this jam, but it looked like I had a severed head in the kitchen with it, like, dripping. It was disgusting. So, anyway, and I made this jam, and I gave it out to everybody, and they said, oh, that's really good. And now they just keep giving me jam jars, saying, oh, next time you make some jam, I've thought I've got you some jam jars. I've got a cupboard full of jam jars.
Do you know what? It's interesting you should say that, because you remember we talked about this on the show a little while back about goo ramekin dishes.
Yes.
So I was kind of mucking around with them, using them for spices and stuff like that. We talked about it on the show. Now I've got a cupboard full of them because, like, Katie's dad will bring them down with him because, oh, like, we kept the goo ramekin thing. So similar kind of situation
Like
of inventory.
Well.
Don't get into them. Yeah. It's a slippery slope.
Thing is, Kat, it is a compliment. Obviously, that one jam that you made was so good. People are obviously craving for more.
Yeah, but it's just traumatic making it, so I'm not making it again.
Kat, come on.
Ever.
Will you ever come back out of retirement and make one more preserve?
Maybe. You never know. If I can be bothered. But, you know, I mean, I look like I'd, like, died or something because my hands were so black. They looked completely necrotic after I picked all these blackberries. So,
I've never heard the phrase necrotic in conjunction with talking about jam before. But lovely to speak to you, Kat.
Necrotic jam. Okay. Bye.
Jim in Glasgow says, guys, I ask for and get cardboard as it has several great gardening uses. Torn up amongst composting material, the worms love corrugated type cardboard in particular, and sheets of it to cover raised beds in winter. And you know, it's a good point. I don't want to sound like I'm down on cardboard boxes, because I would say, in terms of entertaining children, you can't beat the childhood joy of a cardboard box.
Agreed.
Turn into a little spaceship.
What I'm hearing here is you actually do want me to keep giving you cardboard boxes.
There's a couple of other games that I'm thinking of selling. So if you could hand them over, that'd be great.
Keith's in Trowbridge and says, I like bourbon, but people keep buying me scotch because it's half the price and I can't stand the stuff. It's a completely different drink. I end up regifting.
Is that what he does?
Yes.
That's a bit out of order. And this one here says, I drink JD honey when I'm out and I keep getting it for presents, but I never drink at home. I currently have 13 bottles. I think we've alighted upon a problem here.
Esther, what do you keep getting given?
Well, when my children were little, they really loved the broccoli. It's called a Romanesque broccoli, but it looks a bit like a space vegetable because it's kind of got pointy bits on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think so,
and they
loved,
delicious too, obviously, and good for you. But my mum, she couldn't resist walking past one at the market. She would always buy one and drop it around because the kids love the space broccoli. My children are now 18 and 20, and my mum still cannot resist buying us a Romanesque broccoli.
Oh, that's so sweet. What's your mum's name?
Dorothy.
What a cracking mum name as well. It might be the best mum name of all time. So whenever she pops by, she'll always make sure she picks up space broccoli to turn up with.
Yeah, and sometimes I get home and she's left one on the kitchen table in one of those blue poly bags that you only get from the market.
How do the 18 and 20-year-old respond to broccoli now?
They do still quite like a bit of broccoli, actually. Yeah, no complaints.
Do you know what? I might try this on my kids. I hadn't really thought of the space broccoli angle. It's quite hard to get them to eat it, so I might get some tips off your mum.
Yeah, she'll be all up for that. She's a feeder. She loves to feed.
Brilliant. Lovely to speak to you, Esther. Take care.
Oh, you've made my day. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Can we talk about the bins?
Come on.
Need to get this off my chest. So, as you will know, I've been having a bit of bad luck with the bins. There's a new bin app. Our bins are too complicated, and you have to have an app to work out which bin it is.
Bad luck, right?
Bad luck.
Okay.
So I put the wrong bin out, which is what you're referring to,
yes,
last week. So I've had a week to dwell on this. Right, I need to get this right. And they come earlier now. They come at like 7:20, yeah, our bin fellas, or, you know, people. So it's you need to be on your A game. So I was nervous after screwing it up last time. So yesterday morning was our next bin day. So I put the bins out the front, thinking, right, I've got it. Pink top bin, black top bin, food caddy, sorted.
Well done.
I knew they were the right ones. Anyway, then Katie, my other half, comes in from a fitness class and then sells me a bit of information that's plunged my reputation even further down on our street. She comes in, I can't do the accent, she's from Northumberland. She goes, Andy Mann, they've not taken our black bin. The lid's not flush. So I run out. I absolutely panic because I know that I can hear them at the end of the road. I run out in my pyjamas and like in my bed shirt, grab the bin at the back, sling the top bin bag that's making the lid lift up onto our garden and run down the entire street with the wheelie bin. Literally run down the entire street with this thing rattling behind me. Get to the front. The fellas that were doing the bins kind of ignoring me. And I said, out of breath. Is it too late to be able to put this one in? And the bloke just stops the machine and says, mate, the black bin van hasn't even been yet. So it hasn't even turned up. And there's a queue of traffic and I had to wheel this thing all the way back past them. So I might get like... Do they do... Is there like a service where someone will just... I feel like I should have the bin thing taken off me. Put into reduced circumstance.
This is the second week, isn't it? Second week of issues.
And what? So I've done one good week and then two back-to-back absolute disaster.
I'm going to defend Katie. She is right. If it ain't flush, they ain't going to take it.
Really?
I mean,
it was just peeking out a little bit. Well, you should have heard me or seen me hurl the bin back.
There's all sorts of situations where one little peek is still too much.
Thank you. That's a good rule to live your life by. Right, we're going to play a song now. I've got a feeling Richie's going to lecture me on bin stuff. We'll be back in a minute.
I just want to defend you a little bit about the old bin lid not being flush.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Because I think this is a problem that I'm suffering in our house as well at the moment.
Having a flush lid.
So there's a cardboard and paper bin. Goes every 3 weeks.
Yes, I can tell you the colour, but yes, we got one of those as well.
And at the moment, like, I think my wife thinks that there is a cardboard box fairy that, like, folds and deconstructs all of the... I'm having to check it every day just to see what's been chucked in. Otherwise, there's no way that we're going to fit 3 weeks worth of cardboard in there. I'm having to get things back out and deconstruct cardboard boxes just to like make it fit for 3 weeks.
Well, two things on this. First of all, there's something very satisfying about compacting
yes.
a box, isn't there?
Yes.
Secondly, if you have got cardboard boxes spare, I'll have them.
I'll do that again. I'll remember that.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
You were telling us a story about your run down the road with the bin this morning in your nightshirt to try and catch up with the bin people.
Yes.
I also could have a story tomorrow of immense fitness, but I think it could be a mistake. What are you doing tonight, or what do you hope to be doing tonight at 10 p.m?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
I would say, if I'm going to be completely honest, finishing off an Indian takeaway and watching another episode of Married at First Sight UK.
I'd say that's relatively normal.
It is. It's lowbrow, but that's what we're doing.
10 p.m. tonight, I am starting a game of paddle.
Oh my, what is it with you in that sport? In that you play at either like 5 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. Both are bad news.
Yes, so I've been doing these early ones. Yes, 6 o'clock was the early ones I've been doing. But
wow.
The courts are booked up. And then someone in my little group was like, well, there's one at 10 p.m. in the evening. And we were all like, well, that's a good idea. So we booked it. And now it's come to the day of the game. I'm thinking 10 p.m. is a horrific time.
That's a huge error. You were at the Arsenal game last night.
I know.
So you've had that's a couple of late nights.
I know.
Not on top of that as well, though, I think you get to a certain age. Again, this definitely happened to me. I remember we used to play football at 8:30. And I'd be up walking around 1 o'clock in the morning, couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's that adrenaline bus.
I know. I was trying to get to sleep last night and all I'd done was watch a game of football. I mean, you haven't seen how quickly I move around a paddle court.
I bet you're pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I don't want to sound like Baldrick at the end of Blackadder Goes Forth, but it's quite a sharp corner on the door on the way out there. Johnny, little injury?
Thank you. I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
At the final hour of Thursday's show, we throw open to you to help you. If you need help, get in touch with us and the Home Time listeners can be harnessed.
Oh, they are. They're going to be harnessed tonight, that's for sure, because listener Gary has got in touch. He sent us an email. Dear Bush and Richie, Gary here. Like I imagine a lot of useless men listening, I don't get involved at all in decorating our Christmas tree, and my wife and two daughters take the mick every year. This year, though, I've landed myself right in it. After countless Christmases of sitting on the couch pointing out their mistakes, the girls have decided that this time I'm going to be the one in charge of doing the tree. The challenge, according to them, is to make the tree, and he's putting this in inverted commas, even better than ever before. So he says, I would love to ace this challenge, but I don't have the know-how. So if you or your excellent listeners have any cool hacks as to how to make a Christmas tree even better, I would love to hear them. Yours in anticipation, up against it, Gary.
I hope they could help, because I'm not sure I'm going to be the person here. I remember as a kid making decorations for the tree with... Do you remember jam tarts?
Yeah, I'm wondering where this is going.
You remember the little foil thing they'd come in?
Oh, yeah.
Making, like, decorations out of jam tart foil things. And, like, I remember Mum saying, oh, yeah, you can put them on the tree. I came down the next morning, gone.
So which part of the trenches during the First World War were you in?
My only other piece of advice to Gary is stay strong on coloured lights. There's been too much of a trend recently on plinky, plinky little white lights. Go with coloured lights. That was our childhood.
But this is the part of the problem, though, because you never know what's in anymore. Like, is tinsel in or is tinsel out?
Tinsel's great!
I know, but people say that it's not in.
Isn't it?
I don't, but this is, how do we know? This is the problem. We need our brilliant listeners here. So, help Gary out. He wants to make that tree better than ever. You've got a little hack?
Jacob says, whatever happened to hanging chocolate on the tree? That was my childhood. It needs to be brought back.
Bring back hanging chocolate.
Now, because we don't know much about decorating trees, it's quite difficult for us to decipher what are serious suggestions and what aren't.
Yeah, people might be pulling our legs a little bit. You know what I mean?
I think this is probably a good one from Sarah. It says, here's a Christmas tree hack. Go from bottom to top, up and down with lights. Instead of going around, you get a better spread of lights. And also, she says, yes, colours.
But does she mean, like, go up and down a straight line or wind from the bottom to the top?
I think go up and down in, like, a zigzaggy line rather than, like, circle it as if you're going up a mountain road.
Wow, that's actually revolutionary.
Yeah, isn't
that's
it?
Pretty good. Yeah. Although Phil from Leeds says, buy a ready-made and decorated pop-up tree.
It's that's really, lazy.
That's
Phil.
Not the spirit we're after, Phil.
Darren says, rather than using tinsel around the tree, use a roll or two of white toilet paper. That's eco-friendly and doubles up as snow. Now, that
come on.
Is why... I don't know whether he's being serious there.
Bing Crosby, be turned in his grave. That's not the white Christmas... Is he? Oh, on a minute. Hold on. Producer Nick's going to check. Yes. When?
50 years ago.
Oh, quite.
Thanks for giving me a scare. He died 50 years ago.
Very, then.
Oh, God. All right, Nikki from North London. 50 years ago. Can we get a VAR on that? Because then you panic. You think, have I just accidentally announced someone's demise? Christmas tree decoration. Sorry, my only hint would be to have a pre-lit Christmas tree and always leave the decks on from the year before. Saves a lot of time and trouble, but it probably won't help you now.
He's dead before we were both born.
Isn't that incredible? What a night this has been so far.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
There you go. There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Let's go back to what we were talking about earlier on about the loaded fries from the Emirates that Richie had the other night at the game. Can you remind me of the price of that stuff? How much is that? Because I remember telling some people about the price, and then on top of that, I remember this hurts as well. I remember us having them,
yeah,
and then the game started, so we had to leave them. And I've remembered that.
Have you got a pen?
A lot. I got a pen. Do you want
my fountain pen? Oh, all right, very carefully, because I'm going to write it down so that you can see the price, you can react to it.
Because sometimes when I'm hungry, I think about the fact that we left it,
and then people don't judge.
Okay,
all right. But you can react.
Because I've got no recollection of how and this was a while ago, so it might have gone up a little bit.
God, this is a nice fountain pen.
Thank you very much. It's nice until it goes all over your legs.
Right, there's your pen back.
Thank you.
Barbecue loaded fries.
Oh, my word. Whoa. That is one hell of a portion of chips.
Yeah, like I said, can't have it every time.